and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Enjoy your day in the beautiful sunshine. News This Hour at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Metropolitan Police in Washington, D.C. cleared a pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University. 33 people were arrested. Police Chief Pam Smith explained why they were called in.
This included a simple assault reported to GW Police, security probing of a GW building, indicators that counter-demonstrators were covertly in the encampment, and information that protesters from other schools were traveling to GW.
She said the situation grew too volatile. The Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee's called off its hearing with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser that was set for today. The U.S. halted weapons shipments to Israel over concerns the bombs could be similar to those used in the city of Rafah, where the Israeli military entered Tuesday. The U.S. says it's not the sweeping military action they oppose. Severe weather is expected across Arkansas and the Ohio Valley today, and former President Trump's criminal trial resumes tomorrow. This is ABC News. If you're sneaking some AI tools into your workday, you're not alone. Microsoft, out with its annual Work Trend Index, says 3/4 of us are using AI at work, and
78% of the employees who are using AI at work are bringing their own AI tools to work. We call that BYO AI. So it's not company sanctioned.
Microsoft corporate VP Jared Spataro points out that could create some cybersecurity problems. A study also shows about half of those using AI don't like to admit it to their bosses. New concerns at a Music World feud between rappers Drake and Kendrick Lamar might be turning violent after a shooting outside Drake's home in Canada.
Drake accusing Lamar of domestic violence. Lamar accusing Drake of being a sexual predator.
I see dead people.
On Sunday, Lamar posting this 4.5-minute music video with only one image, an aerial photo of Drake's Toronto mansion where the shooting occurred.
To ABC's Andrew Dimbert, a security guard was hurt. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Mother's Day is May 12th, and we have the perfect gift to celebrate your mom, or the mother of your children, grandmother, or a special lady. From birthstone jewelry to family jewelry and beautiful earrings at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food. For today, a high of 74 with a good amount of sunshine, cloudy and breezy, rain developing tonight, a low of 48. For Thursday, 58 with occasional showers tapering off in the afternoon, and Friday, sunshine at times and 65. In Richland Center, the air is calm after a low of 45. It's a nice sunny morning and we're up to 57 degrees.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
On our morning show time today, we speak about the Greater Richland Chamber. And in our studios today, Christy Adsit and Amanda Keller, Administrative Assistant with the Richland Chamber. So lots of things to talk about, ladies. And Christy, we'll start with you. When you bring in cookies from Christy Sunnyside, you can be a guest every morning on the morning show here.
Why, so, thank you.
Sure. A little payola.
But, yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, so. There you go. But it's off to a good year, I'm sure, in downtown Richland Center, isn't it?
Yes, it has been a very good start to the year. Last year, we had an awesome year. Lots of great events, great participation from all of our members, as well as attendance by people in the community. So it was a great year, and we're off to a really good start this year.
How did the peep hunt go earlier this year? Do you remember how that went?
And yeah, it went really well. We had a lot of community participation. We had people send in like paper ballots, you know, peep displays all over town. And then we've added online registration for that kind of stuff too, so that it's easier for people to participate. So it's been really fun to have all the businesses participate decorate.
A lot of people downtown participate, and as a business owner, it's just nice to see families walking around and checking everything out, and you know, and there was beautiful weather when we had it this year too, so that was really helped induce a lot of people to be involved with it. So it was a very, very well attended event, and it was kind of ran for what, 3-4 days it was. So
yeah, over
it was,
a weekend.
Yeah.
And we always love getting pictures from our community members and being able to show how much fun they're having, and we got a whole bunch of video or of pictures that we were able to turn into videos and add places to show how much fun people are having downtown.
That's awesome. So, Amanda, where can people see those videos then?
On our website, rcchamber.org, and you can see all of our events, what the chamber does, all the information, maps, anything you need to know about the chamber, you can find on our website.
I know you're beginning your second year in your position then, so has it kind of been a work in progress getting that up and, you know, your Facebook page and posts and all that stuff too?
Yeah, we've been focusing a lot on, we did a rebrand and got a whole new website up and a whole new address. So rcchamber.org is new. We've been adding stuff as we go, kind of building the plane as we fly it. But it's been really great having resources for our chamber members, adding in a newsletter, occasional blogs. I'm working on a blog now for our Coffee with the Chamber on Tuesday, this next Tuesday. So that's really, if you want to know something about the chamber, that's really the place to go.
Can you give us a few numbers on last year, like some of the analytics from last year, reviewing how it went?
I told you I didn't pull the numbers this morning. Well, we have, it has been growing. I'm sorry, I don't have like specific numbers.
Mm-hmm. Everything was very well attended. I know Taste of the Hills, we had probably 400 to 500 people there for that night.
Okay.
At the wine walk, or we have wine walk, the fall wine walk was, I think, 350 to 400 people we had attend that. And then we had music after that also. We had the tradesman play, and the weather was bad, so we moved them inside at TKO Barbecue, and that was packed all night, and everyone sounded like they had everyone seemed to be having a great time when I was there. The markets, the night markets, we have three night markets through the summer, and those we usually have, we always have music, and I think the first one we had maybe 10 vendors, and by the end of the September, we were up to probably 20, mm-hmm. 22 vendors, and we usually have at least two food vendors there for that night. And attendance on those, a lot of it is walk-through, people come and just visit for a while, so I would say those were running between 100 to 200 people for those. Kind of depending, you know, on the September one, it's hard because sports are that night, Friday night, and it kind of interferes, but people make it work, so.
And you had music, some pretty well-known groups that were attended, or, you know, people attended to.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we had Ann Christopherson, I believe, was at one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Brazek was at one last year, too. We're both of those will be back this year again. So it'll be, and the other musician we'll be having this year would be Michael Clark will be back. He was here a couple years ago, I believe, to perform in a night market. So, we've had some very good entertainment, and it's just nice. People can come out, bring a chair, sit down and relax and enjoy the evening.
The next big event coming up, Christy, is the Spring Wine and Beer Walk. I noticed maybe a little bit of a name change this year.
We have a group that's a Wine Walk Committee, so it's Jamie Walsh, Amy Miller, I can't talk, Amy Miller and Shelly Ferguson, and then myself and Amanda work with them, and we've been trying to theme each Wine Walk. So the Fall Wine Walk was
80s
theme. It was, what was it? I know. It was 80s theme. So if you came downtown Richland Center that night, you were thought you were back to the future in 1980. Because there was a lot of big hair. Richard Simmons was seen walking around downtown.
Really?
So it was a lot of fun. And so this time the theme was baseball. So it's Take Me Out to the Wine Walk. So we encourage people to come dressed up in their favorite baseball attire or... we have a really cool video online on Facebook that the girls at Creative Layers did of they're wearing baseball food costumes for their part of the wine walk. So it's really funny and cute if you get a chance to look at that. But we're going to be serving, we have 22 stops, and we're going to be serving wine, some hard cider, and beer. So people will be able to choose between those three things to sample at the various stops. And the map of the stops is online right now at rzchamber.org, and they can buy tickets online, they can do a variety of things online, or if they have questions they can reach out to us too.
Do you need advance tickets, Amanda, for it?
I would recommend getting tickets because last year we sold out and we had all sorts of people trying to get tickets and they were already sold out, and I'm pretty mean about it. I'm not going to create more tickets unless Christy says I can. But so you can also get physical tickets at JJ Walsh Jewelers, Creative Layers, and then Community First Bank. And I know they all have tickets left right now, but I know some of the locations have been selling them pretty fast. And then you can get them online. And we also have designated driver tickets for $6. So then you can still participate. You just don't get the drinks that go with that.
What are the hours?
So you can check in at the depot to get your wristband. I think we open that at 11.
Yep.
Until like kind of later in the night. But the walk itself starts at 5:30 and that goes till 8:30. And then at 8:30 we'll transition into the dance party or the street dance.
Yep. And so we'll have the group Bald, B-A-L-D-D. So that's Mark Chambers' group. And they're going to be in the parking lot. We're going to close off Court Street between Central and Church, and they will be in the parking lot between, where the old music shop was by Royal Bank there. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be set up in there playing, hopefully weather permitting. If not, we're going to move the band to the Phoenix Center. So we've got I'm always plan B person, so we have plan B for that. And one of the groups from the high school, I believe, is going to be there selling hot dogs and brats and stuff. So if you want to come up and do that, I mean, anybody can come to the dance on that. If you want to participate in the wine walk, though, you do have to buy a ticket to do that.
And you said 22 different participants
in
that as well?
Yes, 22 different participants, you know, all through the downtown area. I think the furthest south would be the Locker, And the furthest north is, excuse me, the Richland Family Restaurant. And then we have the Phoenix Center on one side and...
Cat Schmidt, I think, is that.
Cat Schmidt Realty is on the other side also. That's okay. Kind of that block, three-block area that everything is in between those areas. So, but, and that's really, excuse me, every business, I mean, people dress up different and... offer different snacks for you. They try to, a lot of places will have photo shoot, photo walls for you to do things. So they try to make it fun and entertaining. They'll have games, whatever, freebie stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
But the businesses are open for business as well.
Yes, they are. They are. And they encourage you to, you know, take a look at what they have to offer. It gives them a very good opportunity to get a kind of a captive audience in that may have never been in their business before. So,
yeah, I was going to say, you probably see some people in Richland Center, Amanda, that night that maybe haven't been there before, and you hope to have them back again, right?
Yeah, we had people traveling from even a couple hours away to come to our last event in the fall, and that one was very well attended, and everybody had so much fun. They were already asking for tickets for this event, so we don't want anybody to miss out on getting tickets this time that want to participate.
It's going to be a nice thing on a Friday night. People always reminisce about Friday nights in downtown Richland Center, Christy. So this is a chance to have a lot of people.
It's a great opportunity for a lot of people to, you know, come and enjoy the evening downtown. And you can come to Richland Center Friday night, and you can go to Muscadet Saturday night for the Morrill Mushroom Festival. So it's kind of a great weekend to do a lot of fun stuff.
A full weekend. Yes. Yeah, other communities, you know, Viroqua does one similar to this as well. It's kind of an idea that has caught on, isn't it?
Yes. Viroqua has them. Reedsburg also has them. Sauk City, I believe, also does them. It's just a nice, I see Mineral Point too, I just seen those, but it's just a nice opportunity. And like I said, if you don't want to drink, there's always that option. You can buy the designated driver ticket. You can still participate and, you know, walk around, check out all the businesses, get all the freebie stuff, whatever, but just, you can do it that way too.
Yep. And again, that's coming up. That's next weekend. It's the 17th of May on that Friday night. Let's look ahead at some of the other things. Taste of the Hills, that is up also in the month of June, isn't it, Christy?
Yes, it is. This will be our
third year
doing that. The Hospital Foundation used to have the Taste of the Hills, and then they had approached us about taking it over. So this will be our third year offering that. We usually have around 10 to 12 food vendors we bring in. We try to keep local or within an hour radius to bring in food vendors. We'll have some other potential craft or produce vendors there, also a few. And then this year we have Dan Leppin and Kelly Long will be performing the music for the evening. So we're pretty excited about that. Kelly has a great following. Dan is kind of a country rock group. I see he's going to be at Sauk County Fair, too. In July, so this will be a good opportunity. There's no cover charge to get into this. The only thing you have to pay for is you buy tickets to buy food and the drink. So that'll be the only thing. But it's free to come in, bring your lawn chair, you can come in and sit down, listen to some great music.
You've had all kinds of weather. I think was last year's all right?
Yeah,
seems
last
like
year
it was.
We've been very fortunate. Uh-huh. We've had very good weather. It wasn't too hot, and we didn't have any rain, so that was awesome. But we do have tents set up and everything, so it. You know, we try to plan ahead for that. So,
it's a big undertaking. And Amanda, last year someone came up to me, I think on Sunday after you'd had the Taste of the Hills, and they said, "That was awesome last night. Do you guys do that every Saturday?"
I don't know if we'd have the energy to do it every Saturday.
I was going
to
say.
But we do have the night markets, which is kind of like a similar version, just a little bit different. So it does offer that, you know, once a month through the summer option.
You have a real good opportunity to sample foods from all over, don't you?
Oh, it's people loved it. They were actually going to get more cash to get more tickets so that they could buy more food because it was just so many good options. And we had kids come up, "I only have so much and I don't know what to get because there's so many good things." So,
and they're sample sizes, but then again, you get a lot for a sample size, don't you?
Yeah, and that gives you the option to have multiple different versions or different options.
That's coming up June 15th. Is that about the same time, or is that earlier than some
No,
years?
That's, what's that, the third? It's usually the same weekend in June. We try the second or third weekend is when it happens on a Saturday night. So,
great.
But yeah, it should be a great event, hopefully, and we'd love to have a lot of people stop in and check it out. So.
And then you mentioned the night markets. When is the first of those coming up then, Amanda?
That is July 19th, and then August 16th, and September 20th. So it's that same third Friday of the month through from, you know, we start off with Taste of the Hills, and then we go through September with those.
Excellent location to do it at the depot there where you do, because people driving through a lot of times probably may not know what's going on. All of a sudden, they stop and check it out, right?
Yeah, we had people even stopping last year before they were going to, you know, football games and stuff, grabbing dinner, checking it out, and then heading out. It's kind of a nice spot to stop in if you need to swing through real fast, or you can sit at the table and listen to music while you enjoy great food.
It's an awesome event for Greater Richland Chamber, Christy, and I think as a business owner, too. An important event, kind of to show you all as a team, and you're all in it for the same cause, right?
Yes, we have a great board that works together really, really well. I would just like to mention some of the board members, because I really appreciate all of their hard work. So we have Katie Bidward, Edward Jones, Craig Woodhouse, John Edgington from Community First Bank, Terry Richards, Sean O'Connor,
Noah
Crotch from Alan Rockwell Automation. I always want to call it Alan Bradley, but it's Rockwell Automation. And Jessica Brown from Passages are some of our board members. So, and then we have Amanda as our administrative assistant, who has been very valuable to us to help build the Chamber brand, to help build our website, and to basically get the Chamber out there and to help publicize our events. So,
let's talk about that a little bit, and the rebranding and everything that's gone through, Amanda. Yeah. And how has that gone?
I think it went really well. It was mostly just kind of updating the logo and getting it, you know, branding is very important so that when people recognize that, that they know that's us. And so it was really a fun thing to kind of work with the Chamber to build all of that around, you know, what they did have, and then build in parts of Richland Center and have that flavor in that, the hills and stuff. So I think it's gone really well. We've been able to get a lot of promotional materials out. People should be able to see, you know, whether it's wine walk, flyers. We have calendars around town of our events so that people know what's going on, because you can have all the events you want, but if people don't know about it, they aren't going to show up.
So. Yeah, so you're getting a lot of traffic and bringing in, and it's very important to have that this day and age to try and draw those people in from outside too, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so we do try to build a following so people know to check back in, but really get in front of people as well and build our reach so that people know what's aware. There's so many great things that happen in Richland Center, and it's been great to partner with the tourism too to kind of promote our events. So.
And tie those in, because when people are visiting the area, bed and breakfast or whatever, it's nice to know that, hey, there's something going on. You can direct them to that.
Exactly. And our job, you know, as a chamber, our job is to help promote our members' businesses. And we are a resource for them if they, you know, need assistance. If they're maybe applying for a grant or, you know, are looking for some more education for their employees on various topics. I mean, that's what the chamber is. As far as their membership, that's what we are. We're here to promote. And that's what, you know, these different events we have, you know, we try to promote those businesses that are members in those events, as well as, you know, promote the area too itself and other people in the area. But our key thing is to help promote our members and to educate our members. So,
you have coffee with the chambers coming up, right? I believe there's another one next week sometime, isn't it, Amanda?
Coming up right away.
Yeah.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so we're having some different people from Health and Human Services, Sources of Strength. They're going to have students come in and talk about what they're doing, and then CHIPS through, I think that's Social Services as well. Mm-hmm. There's going to be kind of a group of people kind of talking about all these resources we have, programs that are available to our community so that we get the awareness. And it's great because we can promote to our businesses, promote to our community what is here, what's available, and how we can help kind of connect people with whether it's a business or a service.
In fact, they'll be on the morning show tomorrow, members of that group, to kind of give you a little sneak peek. But everybody can come to the Chamber Coffee.
Yeah,
you have to be a member, right?
Coffee with the Chamber. It's on the second Tuesday of the month at Christie Sunnyside at 7 a.m., and it's open to anybody. So, I mean, we try to post the topics on our Facebook page as well as community calendar. And like I said, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, so we'd love to have as many people stop in, grab a cup of coffee. We always have a few treats out there, and just to get nice to sit down. As a business owner and as a member of the chamber, it's just nice when people are like, wow, I didn't know that, after I'm talking to people and we're done. So then that makes it worthwhile.
Most definitely. We'll talk more about Greater Richland Chamber in a moment when the morning show continues.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. And for more than 100 years, American Humane has been protecting animals in times of crisis. And if you're like me, your pet means the world to you, and you want to keep them safe if disaster strikes. American Humane's first responders are always prepared to rescue animals in danger, but you can also help. To learn more about disaster planning and keeping your animals safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
Today in this segment of the morning show, we focus on Greater Richland Chamber, and in the studio with us, Christy Adsit and Amanda Keller. And I think, ladies, you'd like to encourage membership. Amanda, that's one of the things you'd like to focus on today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, April is the beginning of our membership year, and so we send out packets to our current members, and we can send packets or stop in any business that is interested or want to talk about it. On our website, we do have information as well. You can download a packet, or you can go online and also register your business. And it's not even just businesses, it's individuals if they want to be part of the chamber as well.
Yes.
And it's not just downtown Richland Center businesses?
No, it's we have businesses from surrounding outside of Richland County even that are members. So, yeah, it doesn't have to be downtown Richland Center. It's anywhere in Richland County area, Greater Richland. That's why we're called Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce. So it's not just the downtown.
What are the advantages that you can see of being a member, Christy?
Well, it gives you another source for information as far as education. We also do a lot of, like I said, the events give you more visibility. We encourage all of our members to be involved in the events that we offer, and we usually give a discount rate for members when they are involved in the various events that we have. We also feature you on our website. We have a membership directory now, which Amanda's got working, so it'll go right from, if somebody clicks on your business, it takes them right to your website then. So that's more access. We do also a lot of promotion on Facebook. So if you're having an event with your business, you can message us or email us, and then Amanda will work to promote that event and through our chamber membership.
And that's nice. Sometimes word of mouth, if you have a customer come in, you can say, hey, by the way, this is going on.
Yes,
kind of work together.
Yeah, and it's, the more, I might only have, 100 people on my Facebook page or whatever, but, some other business might have, a couple hundred, but you put it all together, you've got a reach of, a few thousand different people. And, like they say, it's, one person tells another, and that's all it takes. It's just to get the word out, so.
Going to have the flower baskets this year in downtown Richland Center, Amanda?
Yeah, the board member. So I don't have a whole lot to do with that, but they have done a really good job of partnering with Ithaca School District, and they grow the flower baskets for the chamber, and they look so beautiful downtown when you drive through. So
they do.
Yeah, we'll be picking Ithaca FFA. I was just talking with Melissa Sprecher this morning, and she said they're getting huge. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we probably will not put them out till just before Memorial Day weekend, because we put them out earlier one year and they got frosted.
Oh, so hopefully we'll be on that. You never know.
You never know. So we let's just wait till Memorial Day. But yeah, they'll be going up through the whole downtown, and then they get watered every day. So whether it's Mother Nature or somebody on the chamber that waters them.
That's quite a chore to get that done, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes about an hour and a half, probably about an hour and a half to water them all. We have 50-some baskets through the whole downtown. So if anybody is interested in helping out with that or something, to reach out through our website or mention it, contact myself. We're always looking for a few people to help out with that job. So
it is a beautiful addition to downtown, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It makes it look beautiful downtown. So
some other events coming up. I know you have Hispanic Heritage Day planned again this year.
Yes.
That went well last year, didn't it?
It was very well attended.
Yeah.
And it was even a little bit rainy, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And they had a soccer tournament going also that day, and they're going to have that again this year. And they have music, a DJ, I think, playing all day long. It's crazy how many people were at that last year. The park was just full. I don't even know how to count how many people were there, but it was very, very well attended.
That'll be the second weekend in September. And then are you going to do Pumpkin Fest again this year?
Yes. Right now,
we are having a committee meeting tonight for that to pick the theme. So they opened it up to elementary students in the area to pick the theme. They got to submit what they thought the theme should be this year. Last year was Pirates, mm-hmm. Walk the Plank. So this year, we don't know. We'll be announcing that, what the theme is going to be. And then the student or the community member that is like the winner, who theirs is picked, then they'll be honored during the festival.
Mm-hmm. So, and it'll be on the courthouse lawn again, just like it was last year. I believe they'll be adding. There'll be a few more things being added to it again this year. Yeah. Also, the last year was kind of the first year, so they wanted to get the main attributes, the primary things, really focused and do them really well. And so now they'll look to add a few other things to make it a little bit more of a maybe a little extended instead of just the weekend. It would maybe extend a couple days. But we're just hoping that a lot of people participate. It's a great opportunity. You can, if you don't have a pumpkin, they give away a bunch of free pumpkins. All you got to do is come and get a pumpkin, decorate it, however, and bring it back.
Yeah. And the fire station is going to be hosting that again for the pumpkin drop-off. We have local farmers that donate pumpkins. We had 300 pumpkins, I think, donated last year. It was a lot. It was really great. And then kids were able to, or families and the school district even, some of the teachers, they did class projects. And this year they're going to have like a STEM project that's going to be available for classrooms to participate in. They're really wanting the community involved. And so then they'll be able to drop them off. They get prizes. And then there's activities. They're already collecting activities and kind of coordinating with many different organizations and groups in order to have lots of activities. And it is, you know, I could see this becoming like a week-long thing.
Yes, that's kind of their goal, I think, to have it to be a week-long event. When you bring your pumpkin back, too, you get food. They give you a hot dog and they give you dinner, basically. Hot dog and cupcake when you bring your food, when you bring your pumpkin in that night. So
that was a good deal.
Yeah.
Also that month, Center Color Fest normally happens in the first weekend of October, so that's a busy month.
Yeah, and we'll have a wine walk that weekend, October 4th again. I'm not for sure the theme of that yet, but I'm sure we'll have a theme. There'll be a lot of fun. We'll have some live music again. We just try to make it so it's a really fun evening that people can come out and enjoy. That's kind of the idea with both of the wine walks. I mean, you come and participate in the wine walk, you can stick around for music and everything else. And or otherwise, if you don't want to participate in the wine walk, you can still come and enjoy the music. Mm-hmm. So
get your samples at the participating businesses then. Again, that's next week. Amanda, you want to get the word out again that there's still tickets, but probably not for long, right?
Yeah, you got to get your tickets because they go out fast. And once they're out, I'm not selling anymore. So you want to stop in at Community First Bank, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, or Creative Layers Salon. They have tickets available. They're $35, or you can go online. You can buy your ticket there, or you can get a designated driver ticket for $6, and that you just don't get the alcohol drinks, but you get to participate in all the fun.
It includes drinks, and there are some free samples of food there, too, usually, right?
Yes, lots of fun. Lots of food, yeah.
Lots of food and lots of fun.
Yeah.
No doubt. And then the Bald Street Dance as well next Friday night. You don't have to be bald to
participate. No, you don't. You could dress up that way if you want. I'm sure they would think it would be great.
Do whatever. Any word on what Kenny, the wannabe baker, is going to dress up like?
I have no idea on that. Okay. That's in, secret.
Maybe it's just his regular attire.
It could be.
A lot of fun. Well, thanks for coming in today, ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck. Here's to a good year with the chamber members, and we hope for good weather for all of those events.
I hope so, too. Yeah, thank
absolutely.
You, Phil.
You bet. Christy Adson joining us, and Amanda Keller representing Greater Richland Chamber here on The Morning Show.
It feels really good when you find someone who wants to help you feel really good. Dr. Victor Benson of Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet is helping people of all ages, from babies to their great-grandparents, feel better and get more out of life. Whether you're experiencing back or neck pain, headaches, or you've been in a car accident, or maybe you're just trying to get healthy and want to be on the right vitamins. Remember, Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet, your partner in achieving your everyday wellness goals.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Hi, this is Andrea with Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Court & Main, along with J.J. Walsh Jewelers, is seeking nominations for honoring outstanding moms in our community. We're searching for those ordinary moms doing extraordinary things and invite anyone to nominate that inspirational mother in their life. We all know at least one incredible mother who balances it all. A social life, a spiritual life, her job, her family, and her bank accounts. But what's even more impressive is that she manages to do all of this while also making time to volunteer or lead organizations that help others. These women are an inspiration, and Courtin Main and J.J. Walsh wishes to recognize and honor them for what they have achieved. If you'd like to honor a mom or a mother-like figure, send to us via Facebook, Instagram, or email, or call 647-8713 by Wednesday, May 8th at 8 p.m. We want you to share your love and appreciation for the person you're nominating.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Michelle Reinen from DADCAP, Department of on that. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Michelle Reinen, administrator with DADCAP, is our guest at WRCO, talking about some tips for the month of May. And how are you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing really well. I'm happy spring is here, and we have some beautiful days.
We certainly do, and we want to keep those days beautiful. We want to keep people out of some jams, and I think we're going to talk, first of all, about video games and songs and things that you download. What do we really own, Michelle?
Yeah, this is really kind of a buyer beware message for everyone. And the question is, do you really own the digital items that you purchase? So if you've ever bought a video game, ebook, song, movie to enjoy on your device, when you buy that physical item, it's yours, it's in your hand, but a digital product tends to work differently. And when you buy a digital product, you may actually be purchasing a license to access it, not the product itself. So in some cases, the seller itself may have licensing issues with the content you bought, making your own license to use it worthless. And many digital items also come with those digital rights management software, or DRM, which prevents users from using the product in a way that wasn't approved by the seller or creator. So in that way, you end up with limitations as well.
That's interesting. And of course, I know from the music world that a lot of times people download music now. But as soon as you get rid of that device, that it's pretty well gone. You no longer own the rights, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you get rid of the device, or it could be the account. So you may have access to a digital item only while you have an active account with the platform or website that sold it, or only for as long as that platform or website stays in business. So these are all really important considerations, and the next time you consider buying a digital item versus a handheld physical item, refer to the terms of service first. Details about what control you have over your digital product are usually explained in the fine print. So purchasing a license instead of a product itself, it's not, inherently a bad decision or undesirable. But it's really important for consumers to know what they're spending their money on, how much they're spending for that, and how that purchase could be affected in the future, and think of those unforeseen circumstances that can come up as well. So all things that just need consideration in that buyer beware category.
What is check washing, Michelle?
Well, if you've ever sent a check that was cashed, but the recipient said it never arrived, you may have experienced check washing. So check washing is a scam that involves changing the payee name and the dollar amount on checks and then having it fraudulently deposited. And so you could end up being out a lot more money than you planned. This usually happens when checks are stolen from mailboxes or acquired through some other dishonest means, and they're washed in chemicals to remove the ink. There are more advanced operations out there that no longer really wash the checks. They create counterfeit checks based on the real one and use editing software to change the details, even the check number. But regardless, the fraudulent check can then be filled out as desired, deposited by the scammer. It can even be sold on the dark web to that highest bidder.
That's unfortunate because a lot of us still like to use that, send a check in the mail and things like that. Are there some precautions we can take?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some steps to protect yourself and reduce your risk if you are writing checks. It can be pretty hard to prevent against those more advanced operations, but things that you can do is mail your outgoing checks at a post office. I mean, that way you know there isn't going to be a middle person on your end. Retrieve your mail frequently. Never leave it in your mailbox overnight. Maybe you want to get a secure lockbox or a secure box at your street to have the mail secure in. If you're going on vacation, ask the post office to hold your mail or have a very trusted friend or neighbor pick it up for you daily. And while this last method isn't 100% foolproof from all scammers, writing your check using a gel pen can prevent it actually prevents ink from being washed away or off the check. So, using a ballpoint pen, that's the type of ink that can be washed. But these new gel pens that are out there that even say, combat check washing on them is the pen to use. So maybe buy one of those and keep it with the checkbook and use it for signing contracts and things as well.
What is it about the ink that stays?
It's the particular kind of ink that's being used and can't be washed away in that chemical process. It's the way that those pens are being developed.
Let's move on a little bit. I know we also recently had our citywide garage sales here in Richland Center, but it is yard sale, garage sale season. Are there some tips you can give us to stay safe with those?
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you're searching for a specific product or simply browsing to see what catches your interest, we really want safety to be among those top consideration, especially if you are buying products for little ones that can't anticipate hazards. And really, we're just trying to prevent that hidden hazard from entering your home. And the U.S. Product Safety Commission recalls products if they have the potential to cause that injury or death. And those types of hazards can include flammability, electrocution, choking, strangulation, unsafe amounts of lead or other chemicals, loose magnets, lack of warning labels on products, all things that would bring notifications to your attention. And again, it's most important to be checking for those recalls on those children's toys and nursery care products like cribs, baby gates, play yards, play pens, bouncers, swings, rockers, and those baby walkers, those children's durable products where a child is using them to stay safe, but they're not going to be able to anticipate or see any potential for harm with those products.
I know if you donate those items to a secondhand store or a thrift store, many times they can't take those items, Michelle, because they do get out of date and the codes are different as they kind of get more safety regulations and those kind of things.
Absolutely. A crib from the 80s is very different from a crib today in that, you can fit a soda can through the crib rails on one that's from a long time ago. Well, that's one of the simple safety tests someone can do. But again, in the 2000s, those standards changed to the platform and mattress and things. And so while some items are recalled, others just become outdated. So it becomes a hazard for thrift stores to sell them. But consumers can easily check for recalls on their mobile device when they are at garage sales by visiting saferproducts.gov. There you will find recent recalls and have a searchable database on available items. So you can search by product type, or maybe you can search by the brand if you can see the labeling on the product. Because again, you don't want to introduce those hidden hazards into your home.
The other thing is, if we're buying something for us adults, you want to look for bad cords and different things like that. You don't want to plug something in and get a shock either, do you?
No, absolutely not. So look for those frayed wires. Look for those protective plastic coating that's over the cords to be sure it's not cracked, deteriorating, or cut. Check battery compartments for signs of corrosion. Test appliances and electronics on site before buying. And then again, avoid toys or other products that have chipping paint, as that could be a sign that it contains lead. You want to look for sharp metal parts and corners to be sure that those don't become injury hazards as well, whether they be pinch points or the potential for cutting. You know, some people like those old metal toys because they're collectors. Make sure there aren't little ones in the house that will get their hands on them.
Well, we're getting into travel season a little closer as Memorial Weekend approaches, and we want to make sure our vehicles are in tip-top shape. Do you have any maybe tips for us this month, Michelle?
Yeah, a couple different areas. Now, know that we're not the car care professionals here at Consumer Protection, but we do regulate motor vehicle repair and what goes into the law. So whether you are preparing for a summer road trip or just want to follow the everyday best practices, we do have these tips for you as it relates to motor vehicle care. The more you know about the vehicle, the more likely you'll be able to prevent these repair problems later on, and you'll be able to detect more common vehicle problems. So use your senses. Visually check the area around your vehicle for unusual liquids and residue on your vehicle for loose and displaced parts. You know, you just want to do that examination using your eyes and sense of smell as well. Then listen for strange noises using your ears there when you start the engine and while you drive. And then that feel aspect, feel for changes in how your vehicle handles, including when driving, speeding up, coming to stops, making turns. If you understand how your vehicle operates normally, you're going to recognize when it's not acting normal and be able to describe such an issue to a repair professional to help in that diagnostic aspect and maybe reduce your repair costs there.
You want to find a good technician that you can trust and that you can work with regularly, don't you?
Absolutely. You want to ask questions and know your consumer rights as well. So ask for recommendations from friends, family, and others you trust. Choose an auto repair shop in your area before you need one. Do that research now while everything's going really well and maybe, you know, do an initial appointment with them for just an oil change to really get to know the people. Shop around, comparing prices and deals and warranty policies, especially when you have a high value repair, but get things in writing so you are comparing apples to apples. And then search for online reviews and contact Consumer Protection to see if we have complaints against a repair shop. A complaint doesn't necessarily mean something bad because it's how they resolved it. Were they following the law? So look at that more closely as well if there are complaints.
Yeah, the problem is if we break down, we're in a strange town and, you know, we don't have any relationship with that person that's doing the work. Sometimes, you know, you might be subject to some shady deal or something like that. What should we do if we come upon something like that?
Well, so here's the thing. If you're in Wisconsin, we have particular laws. Auto repair shops must receive your authorization for any repair and must offer you an estimate if repairs will cost $50 or more. So you want to know unauthorized repairs or price increases are allowed. So if you drop your car off for repairs before a shop opens, leave documentation asking them to call you with an estimate, or they can charge you whatever they want. So that could come in the case of that breakdown situation. Shops can hold your vehicle until you pay for authorized repairs, but can't keep it if you refuse to pay for those unauthorized repairs. So again, if you get a phone call about needing additional authorization, keep documentation, and the repair shop should as well, but that will help you if there's any disputes down the road. And when work's complete, the shop must provide you an invoice describing that the repairs, what they were and how they were completed. Now, if parts are replaced and you want to receive those parts back, you need to say something before before the work is done. Otherwise, those parts don't need to be provided to you. So be sure you're very clear about that up front if you're going to want those parts back.
What about if our vehicle needs towed, Michelle?
Yeah, this is a tough area because there are plenty of con artists posing as tow truck companies, and they take advantage of businesses and consumers in need. They'll show up to the scene of an accident or a car breakdown without being called by you or the police and try to persuade you to allow them to transport it to a repair shop. Now, unless they have an actual agreement with the local law enforcement to be doing that in high traffic areas, be cautious because these drivers may charge ridiculous undisclosed fees or bring your vehicle to a dishonest repair shop that they're really secretly working with. So when you receive your bill, you may be shocked to learn that you'd owe thousands of dollars for a simple tow service. So just don't agree to have your vehicle towed by a company unless you or the police requested their service. Legitimate towing services generally don't patrol for accidents or listen to police scanners to find accident sites. If you are going on an extended road trip, make a plan for what you'll do if your vehicle breaks down on the road and consider using roadside assistance service. Check your credit card to see if that service is extended. Check any travel agreements that you may have in place or any additional travel services to see if that would cover towing.
I saw this the other day. There was a report about fake job hiring scams, and these are pretty exclusive. It seems like people can even do like a job interview, like a Zoom meeting with a prospective employer, and they're not for real. I mean, it's just unbelievable that that would happen, but it sounds pretty legit that somebody could fall for that, Michelle.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very common. The scam targets consumers who are looking for work, internships, side gigs, summertime, any of that. They lure you in with promises for high pay, great benefits, easy tasks, flexible hours, work from home opportunities, or maybe that chance at that dream job. And really, they are pretending to be well-known companies, startups, or even small businesses. They say that they're hiring brand ambassadors, social media managers, caregivers for children or adults, personal assistants, summer interns, even the U.S. Postal Service mail processors. So a whole plethora of different job types, different types of appealing examples as to what might fit you and what you may want. But they also offer those one-time gigs such as wrapping your car or promoting a business, mystery shopping, and go test stores, restaurants, hotels. So it could appeal for everybody. But you really want to stop for a minute. And one simple way to spot some of these is you may notice poor grammar, incorrect spelling. But others can be highly sophisticated, like you said, where you will get set up for a job interview via Zoom, and you will think that you're the one, you'll have trusted this source, and you will then think you've gotten hired because that's what they're going to indicate at the end of the interview or send you an email to that effect. And then they may send you a check to deposit to make some initial business purchases to get you set up for this new work when really the check ends up being fake and they've directed you to a particular place to make these purchases. But because of the way that you've charged it, you're spending your own money and you've now just paid the scammer and you never get anything from that website they directed you to.
How do you protect yourself from something like this, Michelle?
Well, run an internet search for the name of the company or person who's hiring you. Check things out. Add the word review, scam, or complaint and see what those results look like. You want to double check for any official website to be sure that it's the same as any job posting that you may have been looking at or any website that they may have sent you to for getting additional information. Reach out to the company or individual directly using public information rather than just what was sent to you in a social media post or an email link. This can be very handy if the email looks like it came from a professor at a college or a recruiter because they are more readily found online. And then never give money or your personal information to anyone who contacts you unexpectedly. You know, there's no honest employer who will ever send you a check to deposit, ask you to spend money during the hiring process, and urge you to agree to their terms quickly before you ask any questions. You need to feel confident about that. And the final tip really that I have is don't share your personal information as part of the application process. You do that once you're hired and on your first day of work, but you don't need to hand over your social security number until you are hired. A company may need to conduct a background check, but at that point, you've gone through the entire